Welcome to this daily PBJ devotional. This devotional is about Matthew 15. Then some Pharisees and scribes came to Jesus from Jerusalem and asked, "Why do your disciples break the tradition of the elders? They do not wash their hands before they eat." Jesus replied, "And why do you break the command of God for the sake of your tradition? For God said, 'Honor your father and mother,' and 'Anyone who curses his father or mother must be put to death.' But you say that if anyone says to his father or mother, 'Whatever you would have received from me is a gift devoted to God,' he need not honor his father or mother with it. Thus you nullify the word of God for the sake of your tradition. You hypocrites! Isaiah prophesied correctly about you. 'These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain. They teach as doctrine the precepts of men.'" Jesus called the crowd to him and said, "Listen and understand. A man is not defiled by what enters his mouth, but by what comes out of it." Then the disciples came to him and said, "Are you aware that the Pharisees were offended when they heard this?" But Jesus replied, "Every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted will be pulled up by its roots. Disregard them. They are blind guides. If a blind man leads a blind man, both will fall into a pit." Peter said to him, "Explain this parable to us." "Do you still not understand?" Jesus asked. "Do you not yet realize that whatever enters the mouth goes into the stomach and then is eliminated? But the things that come out of the mouth come from the heart, and these things defile a man. For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false testimony, and slander. These are what defile a man, but eating with unwashed hands does not defile him." Leaving that place, Jesus withdrew to the district of Tyre and Sidon. And a Canaanite woman from that region came to him, crying out, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is miserably possessed by a demon." But Jesus did not answer a word. So his disciples came and urged him, "Send her away, for she keeps crying out after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." The woman came and knelt before him. "Lord, help me," she said. But Jesus replied, "It is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs." "Yes, Lord," she said. "Even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." "O woman," Jesus answered, "your faith is great. Let it be done for you as you desire." And her daughter was healed from that very hour. Moving on from there, Jesus went along the Sea of Galilee. Then he went up on a mountain and sat down. Large crowds came to him, bringing the lame, the blind, the crippled, the mute, and many others, and laid them at his feet. And he healed them. The crowd was amazed when they saw the mute speaking, the crippled restored, the lame walking, and the blind seeing. And they glorified the God of Israel. Then Jesus called his disciples to him and said, "I have compassion for this crowd, because they have already been with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. I do not want to send them away hungry, or they may faint along the way." The disciples replied, "Where in this desolate place could we find enough bread to feed such a large crowd?" "How many loaves do you have?" Jesus asked. 7, they replied, "and a few small fish." And he instructed the crowd to sit down on the ground. Taking the 7 loaves and the fish, he gave thanks and broke them. Then he gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the people. They all ate and were satisfied, and the disciples picked up 7 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. And the disciples picked up 7 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. A total of 4,000 men were fed, besides women and children. After Jesus had dismissed the crowds, he got into the boat and went to the region of Magadan. This is God's Word. When I was a kid, all the kids in my neighborhood used to gather and play guns. In my memory, this game was as vague as play guns sounds. We all grabbed a toy gun and hid. Then we tried to sneak up on each other and shoot someone else before they sneaked up and shot us. There were no teams and no real object to the game, and after you got shot, you just kept playing. Looking for a place to hide, I jumped down into the window well of my neighbor's house. And as I jumped down there to hide, I accidentally broke the window with my foot. When my neighbor, Mrs. Curtis, came out of her house to bust me, she said, "How many times have I told you kids not to jump down into the window well?" You've heard people say, "How many times have I," and then finish it some other way, before, and probably you have said those words more than once yourself. It gets frustrating to repeat yourself. But the truth is, most of the time, the lessons we really learn are learned because they are repeated. I never jumped down into the window well again, for instance. Yesterday, we read about how Jesus fed a lot more than 5,000 people. That was just 5,000 men. And I suggested to you that the lesson of that miracle and Peter's walking on the water was that we can do the impossible in God's will by Jesus' power. Here in Matthew 15, Jesus fed over 4,000 people, according to verses 29 through 38. Before he did so, he told the disciples that he did not want to send the people away hungry in verse 32, suggesting more subtly than yesterday that Jesus wanted the disciples to feed them. In other words, Jesus repeated the same lesson here in Matthew 15 that he taught in Matthew 14. He could have said, "How many times do I have to tell you that through my power you can do whatever I want you to do?" We need lessons repeated for us before we get the message. Pretty often, actually. So let me just repeat yesterday's application questions for all of us again today. Where in your life should you be acting in faith because you believe in Jesus' power instead of standing idly by and waiting for something? Think about that again today, and I'll see you next time. May God bless you. Hope you have a great day today. And stay out of the window well.